Hello.
Hello, Nathan. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you finally. How are you?
Yeah, I'm perfect, thank you. Yourself?
All right, thank you very much. Yeah,
It's
good.
good to catch up on you. I think it's just been just under a year or so since we last spoke.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I think it has. I was working on that series for a damn long time.
Doesn't time fly when you're having fun, eh?
Absolutely, yeah. Let me introduce you briefly to my cousin Dale Fowler, who does the show with me.
Hi there, Nathan.
Hi Dale, how you doing?
Hiya, nice to meet you. I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm all right. I've just poured myself a nice cool beer, so I'm feeling a little bit more refreshed.
Oh, good, good. You said a cup of tea earlier, so beer sounds even better.
I passed on the cup of tea and I thought a beer would go down better,
It
so
is
I was right.
Friday night.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
So I thought straight away I'd ask, when we last spoke, the Tomb Raider suite hadn't actually been released yet. And now I'm seeing pictures almost every day on social media of people uploading their own copy and saying it's so awesome that I've got my copy. How are you feeling about it now it's out in the world?
Well, I guess firstly, it's good to kind of pass those milestones, you know, because there's a hell of a lot of work that leads up to that. And so once the milestone happens and the album goes out, you think, oh, great, this is good, you know, it's a bit of sort of stress relief, and it is in one sense, but then immediately you're into the sort of, you know, out the frying pan into the fire kind of thing, and you've got all sorts of things going on. You know, people's download link's not working, they've changed their email address, the CD has gone to somewhere else, or it's not arrived properly, or it's broken, you know, and it's like, oh no. So, you know, it's a bittersweet experience from a sort of work perspective, but it's great to hear what people have to say about the album. I haven't heard anybody complaining yet, so you know, I'm feeling pretty good about that. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, the reception seems basically universally positive and rightfully so. I mean, we've played it quite a few times on the show, and every time it's been a highlight of the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, no problem. We absolutely love it. And so it's also got some airplay on like Classic FM and things like that. Like, how great is it to see video game music getting that kind of exposure?
Well, obviously that's good for me,
Oh, yeah.
but you know, it's great that you know, Classic FM are now starting to, you know, I guess recognize games music. They've got regular show, haven't they? That happens a games music show. I can't remember what it's called, a high score or something with Jessica Curry, I think. So yeah, it's great that, you know, the games world is coming up and, you know, in the ranks as it were, and
Getting to the top of
you know,
the leaderboard soon.
well, you know, you hope so.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just nice that you know, after quite a long time, I mean, I've been in the industry for about 25 years now, and it's good to see, you know, these great musicians, which I think a lot of them are, yeah, being recognized and credited for what they do. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly why I wanted to interview them in the first place. And since you bring up your long career in the industry, we actually kicked off today's show with two things from Asterix and the Power of the Gods. So I did want to actually bring up the Mega Drive again with you and the old Genesis sound chip because, as my own research has developed, it's kind of that has developed into my favorite chip from the times, like the sounds it was making. And I wondered how you felt about it, like at the time and retrospectively, like, did you have any sense that, yeah, this is actually a cool sounding chip?
Well, I've worked on a few chips specifically, mostly Yamahas, a Roland chip as well. So they're each unique. They each have their own sort of funny little things that they do and that they can the sounds that they can make. So they have a sort of unique sound to their own sort of synthesis module, if you like. So it's always good fun, you know, playing with those machines and just seeing what they can do and trying to get them to do more than, you know, more than they can, you know, or just trying to get them to do as maximum as possible, you know, because you're limited so much to the number of notes you can play simultaneously. You know, you really have to make the machine work to its maximum capacity to get anything half decent out of it. You know, it's quite a challenge. I did enjoy the Mega Drive chip, the Yamaha. It was, yeah, it made some quite good little sort of funny sounds, you know. Instruments wise, made some great little sort of horn sounds, which I enjoyed playing around with. I remember on Bubba and Sticks and on BC Racers. Good fun, really good fun. Its noise chip was a bit limited, the noise channel rather.
Yeah, you know, I definitely see what you're saying there, yeah.
He had to work it really hard to make anything sound like a timpani. It was really difficult. So, you know, it was quite good fun and you know, a considerable challenge trying to sort of map these famous pieces by Mozart and Vivaldi and whatever, trying to map that to, you know, five-note polyphony. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. We played your Radetzky March as well, because I love that tune originally, and it was amazing that you were able to fit that on there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, it's just great. It's like a grid of, I mean, yeah, imagine, you know, you've got those pianos with the big metal drum, you know, and they play themselves.
Yeah.
And they've got little holes in the drum and it triggers the note. It's a bit like that. It's a bit like having a drum, but it's spinning around really, really fast. And each little, you know, place where the hole could go, that equals some quantize in your beat. So you might have 16 quantizers per beat, or, you know, 64 quantizers per beat. And, of course, the reel has to spin faster to get the measure of accuracy. And that's kind of how it works. So you just kind of plug in the notes, you know, if you're running 16 beats a bar or whatever, you're plugging in notes every four, you know, you're going to get tick tock, tick tock, tick tock coming from it. So it's kind of that. And then you sort of start playing things in between that tick tock to sort of, you know, make use of the channel when it's not playing something. It's just a sort of, yeah, big jigsaw, really.
Yeah, and anyone listening to this who might be interested in that kind of thing should definitely go over to YouTube, and you can, there's plenty of videos where you can see that in action. It's really fascinating. So just the last question then, before we take up too much of your time. You say you're very busy with the Tomb Raider Suite things at the moment, which is obviously very understandable. We've talked a bit about the past, a bit about the Tomb Raider Suite. Can we expect like more game soundtracks from you in the future?
So, yeah, so basically, you know, my job is freelance composer, sound designer and voice artist. And so I'm always working on something, and it's usually games. In the later sort of years, I've been doing smaller projects simply because, you know, a lot of mobile platform projects, simply because I can do a project in a couple of weeks, you know, from start to finish. And if I spread that over 3 months, it's just like a couple of days work a week or something like that. So it means that I can take on small projects and give myself, you know, free time to, you know, work on other things like the Tomb Raider Suite. So I'm always doing other little projects here and there. I haven't done a big AAA project since about 2013. When I was working in Warsaw. but yeah, you know, I'm still writing, I'm still chucking stuff in games. You hear it pop up here and there. You know, I did a football game not so long back, was a Ronaldo football game, which did quite well. I think we made about 1 million downloads in the first week, which was fantastic. Nice. So, yeah, you know, I keep my hands in there. You know, I'm never too far away from writing something. I'm working on a piece of learning software for somebody at the moment. So that's all quite sort of serious thinking music. it's not something which, you know, your average gamer would pick up and play. It's more to do with, you know, business clients trying to train their staff and this kind of thing.
More corporate style.
Yeah. A corporate game, if you like.
Cool. Yeah, that's pretty interesting, actually.
It is, yeah.
I feel bad about that then, that I always keep my eye out on like bigger full games that I didn't know about, this this kind of app work and mobile work. I should look into that because I'd love to hear some of that.
Yeah, my games list, you know, keeps getting longer every year that goes by. So the stuff is out. I probably haven't updated my Facebook page as much as I should have done. So perhaps I should do that, and then you'll be able to, you know, find those games hanging around on the net somewhere.
Oh yeah, I'm sure I can hunt some of it down.
Yeah, cool.
Well, thank you so much for that, Nathan. It's been great to speak to you again.
No worries. Yeah, good to speak to you again, Lee.
I hope everything goes all right with the Tomb Raider suite going on. I'd love to catch a performance of it, so I hope there's some more of that coming as well.
Yeah, we are working on some shows. Nothing confirmed yet, but hopefully we'll have something in the bag pretty soon. Something in the UK as well, I think. So, yeah.
I'd love to attend one myself. We'll be there for sure.
We'll keep our ear to the ground, definitely.
Good man, sir.
Thank you for that, Nathan, and have a good night with your beer.
Thank you, Nathan.
Okay, you too.
Bye for now.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.